UBC Ski and Snowboard Club is a nonprofit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Duh.
Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors, cheap beverages at our parties, an invitation to all club events, and of course, only members can come on the trips.
Yeah!
I'm a delivery man making deliveries. And any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, 2 E's, 1 K.
Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician, as well a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
And welcome to Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. This is DJ Bleak in with you this evening live. And we are continuing with our female musicians in weird music. Or whatever it is we're calling it this week. This is part two. Today we're going to be getting into some longer tracks by old people like Pauline Oliveros and Anna Friz, among others. But we'll start off with a not such a long track by DJ Singe. And this is from a compilation called The Female of the Species. And DJ Singe with a track called Free Fall from Law and Otter Records. On here at Exquisite Corpse Radio. And that is Solex here at Exquisite Corpse Radio. Solex is Elizabeth Esselink, and she is a Amsterdam native. I saw Solex here in town about, eight years ago or so, I think it was. Don't know what Solex is up to these days. Not heard her name, her recordings for years. But an extraordinary talent there, Solex. From Solex versus the Hitmeister. And starting the show with a track from the various artists compilation, The Female of the Species, DJ Singe with Free Fall. Gonna be going on to sound artist, sound pioneer Pauline Oliveros here. Composer, performer, and humanitarian. Acclaimed internationally for four decades, she has explored sound, forging new ground for herself and others. Through improvisation, electronic music, ritual, teaching, and meditation, she has created a body of work with such breadth and vision that it profoundly affects those who experience it and eludes many who try to write about it. And in quotes, on some level, music, sound, consciousness, and religion are all one. And she would seem to be very close to that level. Quotes John Rockwell, Oliveros. Oliveros has been honored with awards, grants, and concerts internationally, whether performing at John F. Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., in an underground cavern, or in the studios of West German Radio. Oliveros' commitment to interaction with the moment is unchanged. She can make the sound of a sweeping siren into another instrument of the ensemble. Through deep listening pieces and earlier sonic meditations, Oliveros introduced the concept of incorporating all environmental sounds into musical performance. To make a pleasurable experience of this requires focused concentration, skilled musicianship, and strong improvisational skills, which are the hallmarks of Oliveros' form. In performance, Oliveros uses an accordion which has been retuned in two different systems of her just intonation in addition to electronics to alter the sound of the accordion and to explore the individual characteristics of each room. So, Pauline Oliveros here, again, this is Dream Horse Spiel, and this will run about 20 minutes, so run to the fridge and get a beer, and relax, kick up your feet, listen to Pauline Oliveros now.
Death horse. Hobby horse.
Stall.
Whole horse.
Drawn.
Work horse.
Fable. Rain.
Art horse.
Halter. Bit.
Cream horse.
Det var en midsommarafton.
Gold horse.
På Hässelmåra gård. Vi hade varit på fest hos tårtan på Fågelbrolandet. Vi hade varit där hela natten och det hade varit helt fantastiskt. Underbart var det. Och så på morgonkvisten i sommarljuset när solen... Ja, den hade gått upp kanske för en timme sedan ungefär. Så började vi vandra hemåt, det var jag och Stefan och Peppe och Peppes bror. Och Lotta var med också. Och jag var lite förälskad i tårtan, så jag var jättehög. Verkligen på ett helt fantastiskt strålande humör. Och så vandrade vi längs grusstigen och så kom vi ut på asfaltsvägen som var någonting svåra. Och så när vi kom fram till sista vägskälet precis innan stora vägen, stora Varpevägen, så passerar man en hästgård. Ett par fullblod där och en ardenner och ett par kor. Och de var i hagen ute allihopa. Så såg Stefan att en av hästarna, fullblodshästarna, var utanför hagen och sprang fram och tillbaks längs staketet och höjde halsen och den bruna manen flängde i vinden och den sprang för oss tillbaka och var jätteförtvivlad för att den inte kunde komma in igen. Den hade antagligen hoppat över stängslet. Den var kastanjebrun och nästan svart mage och fullblodshäst. Den skimrade. Det var underbart. Och vi gick. Och jag tänkte att nej, jag måste gå fram till den här hästen och släppa in den i hagen igen. Annars kan den bli påkörd av en bil. Och andra de tittade på varandra och undrade. Och så gick jag fram till hästen. Kanske 20 meter ungefär. Och den var inte rädd för mig. Den sprang inte iväg. Utan den stod där. Och jag närmade mig den. Och så tog jag tag i grimman. Och jag kunde klappa den. Och vi nosade på varandra. Den här stora hästen. Med den enorma kraft som den har. Och vi mötte ögonen. Och den... Och jag kände verkligen hur den litade på mig och jag kunde ta den i grimman. Lilla jag kunde gå till den här enorma hästen, varma hästen, och ta den i grimman och bestämt beslutsamt gå iväg med den. Och du vet, de här enorma hovarna som bara kan sparka en, göra en till en liten fluga. Den har bara varit som en liten fågelunge i mina händer. Och jag öppnade grinden och så släppte jag in hästen i hagen. Och den sprang iväg in till de andra hästarna. Och tjöt av glädje. Ur det så vill jag sjunga en liten sång som egentligen är och den handlar om Staffan stalledräng. Staffan var en stalledräng, vi tackar nu så gärna. Han vattnar sina bålar fem, allt för den ljusa
stjärna. Hon horas expostas a um pêndulo dos dias oblíquos. A encanto dos meses atravessados na solitude. Dos anos correndo num cavalo branco, veloz, elegante, sábio, errante e amante das áreas nuas, voltadas às noites que gritam às luas amedrontadas. Cavalos, aos de todas as cores, brancos, negros, castanhos e até vermelhos, avistos lá ao longe, a brilhar ao sol. Mas o medo... O medo existe. E aqui, os cavalos são elegantes, enérgicos, livres. Mas o medo continua. Mas o medo continua. E pelo sedoso, brilhante, delirante, quero sentir, quero apagar. Mas o medo continua. Tens de tentar, tens de lutar. Vá, anda, anda, então, então. Pente, pé. Pente, pé. E eis que... como é bom senti-lo. Macio, sedoso, delirante. Seu olhinho brilhante. Mas os cavalos, esses, continuam a brilhar ao sol. Thank you.
Als kind ben ik in een stad opgegroeid. Dus toen we eens op vakantie waren en er vlakbij een veld met paarden was, was ik heel opgewonden, want ik had echt nog nooit paarden gezien. Alleen maar op foto's en ik vond het wel altijd hele mooie dieren. Dus ik, mijn broertje en mijn zusje gingen naar het veld toe. En heel langzamerhand, zo na een paar dagen, raakten we gewend aan de paarden. En zij raakten ook gewend aan ons. En na een poosje plukten we gewoon gras van de grond en legden het op onze hand. En voerden dat aan de paarden. We hadden allemaal ons lievelingspaardje. En ik kan me herinneren dat ik een hele grote, donkerbruine ruin had. Dus dat was in ieder geval een prachtig
horse race.
En op een dag was ik hem dus weer aan het voeren, want dat werd echt een lievelingsbezigheid van ons. En toen kwam in de verte mijn vader aanlopen.
Winged horse.
Ik zag hem al en begon te zwaaien naar hem met één hand. Terwijl ik er dus niet op lette dat ik met de andere hand het paard nog steeds te eten gaf. Wat er dus gebeurde, was dat mijn vinger tussen die malende tanden van dat paard kwam, die er ook niets aan kon doen, want ik was gewoon aan het eten. Ik had eigenlijk beter op moeten letten. Maar het was een heel raar gevoel. Alsof iemand twee stenen op elkaar slaat waar je tussen je vinger dan zit. Het deed in ieder geval heel zeer. En het bloed ook helemaal, de nagel was helemaal weg. En ik kan het eigenlijk nog steeds voelen, dat is heel raar.
Iron horse. Horse step. Don't get horsey with me.
Het is anders pferd.
Horse.
Komisches pferd. Pferdegeschichte. Pferdehals.
Horse trainer.
Pferdeohren. Pferdezähne.
Growing dark, and I am approaching a shore in a small boat, like a canoe. And there are many small boats approaching this shore, but I can hardly see them in the darkness. On the shore, I see two riders on two enormous black horses that are silhouetted against a kind of hillside. Everything are just black shapes. And the wind is very fierce. It's almost like fire. The wind is a burning cold wind that's racing north along the shore, and it's whipping through the manes and the tails of the horses. The horses, I think, are about twice as large as any horse I ever saw. Enormous horses. And the two men on them are charging up and down the beach. And I had the feeling they were trying to get synchronized with the energy of the wind. And I began to realize that we were all gathering here for some kind of a long journey, a long, difficult journey. And the horses were going to be like at the front, like scouts. So this was a preparation time to be able to, in a way, to ride the wind, maybe. And then I turned. Now I'm standing on the ground, and I see to my left, which would be south, an old resort, an old wooden building. Inside that building is my lama, Namkhai Norbu Rinpoche, with a few people. At that point, I notice one of the riders stops his horse near this building and jumps off, and in his hand, he has a piece of pine wood, not cut by a saw, like a very large chip, the size like of a banana in his hand. And this piece of pine wood, he's concentrating with all his might, and with his hand pressing on the wood. As he holds it up, it bursts into flames. And I'm staring at the wood, and all I see is a black char from where his hand touched it. And he kneels in the sand, and he's made a circle of white rocks right in front of his horse, who is now standing there very calmly. And he places this burning wood in the center of the white rocks. And his whole body has been tensed like a magnifying glass, condensing his energy onto this piece of wood. And I realize at that point that this is a technique that he learned from Rinpoche, related to the Tummo practice of inner heat. And that's all I remember.
Pack of beer apiece. And then, by God, you've got something, he shouts. The only thing dumber than Tony running around with computers on their back is the people who pay money to watch them. Robot jockey.
Away!
swing. Horse home. Ride horse. Horse lead. Horse picture. Bone horse. Heavenly horse.
Hey, this is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
This is Exquisite Corpse Radio. You've been listening to Pauline Oliveros. And Dream Horse Spiel from Pauline Oliveros on Exquisite Corpse Radio. And we've got some more tracks from our feature, part two of our feature on International Women's Week. We started last week. Started off early, kind of jumped the gun there last Thursday, and this week's CITR is celebrating the International Women's Day by turning it into a week. So that's what we've been presenting to you. And we've got a track coming up from our very own Anna Friz, who for a time, a few years here, was a program director at CITR. give me a sec. And she is a sound artist, radio artist, and a scholar who divides her time between Toronto and Montreal nowadays. And from the childhood fiction of the little people in the radio to documentary remixes of live political events, she creates dynamic, atmospheric works, equally able to reflect upon public media culture or to reveal interior landscapes. Anna Friz became actively involved in Canadian independent community radio in 1993 and has consistently programmed a weekly show at either CITR Vancouver, CKUT in Montreal, or CKLN in Toronto ever since, as well as initiating several special programming events. She was program director at CITR from 1997 to 2000, where she curated 24 hours of radio art, something we share in common there, in 1999 and 2000. So Anna Friz works with several different interesting objects and instruments, including FM transmitters, radio receivers, voice, all sorts of things. And we're going to be hearing a track from a piece that she did with for Art's birthday this last year on January 17th. And it's an excerpt from her Extremity cassette deal, and it's featuring Anna Friz and Absolute Value of Noise, which is Peter Kortemash, who did a hour at 24 Hours Radio Art this year as well, with us live here at the station, so that was good. So let's hear Anna Friz. This runs quite a while, so Extremity cassette. And I should actually find some more information on that. It's really interesting. And if I can just give me a second. Yeah. Well, let's get it rolling. I'll just get it rolling for you. And then we'll talk about it some more. All right. Okay, Extremity Cassette, a generative audio piece by Anna Friz and Absolute Value of Noise from 2009, part of Art's birthday, January 17th. There was a live stream, a MP3 stream online from noon January 16th to noon January 18th. And Extremity Cassette was a generative audio piece that imagines samples on a near-endless stretch of audio tape. Wound through a complex multi-head cassette machine, the samples overlap with themselves, repeat, vanish, and reappear. The magnetic nature of the machine itself picks up noises from the ether and mixes them with free reed and heterodyne sounds. Yeah, I say that weird. The piece imagines a prehistoric mechanism from the time before the emergence of water and organic life, an ancient magical sound machine that loops and churns out a never-ending, ever-changing musical score. It works with the sounds of crystals, the creaking of shifting rock, and the magnetic resonance of the earth, until one day the organic world is introduced. Then rust interferes with the workings of the cassette, the sounds become progressively more erratic, and eventually it stops. That is from the website absolutevalueofnoise.ca. So this includes Anna Friz with theremin, harmonica, kazoo, and melodica, and Absolute Value of Noise with VLF antenna and receiver. So we're working our way into it now. Stay tuned. This goes on for a long time.
Thank you. If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Solo the guitar, guitar solo.
A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
Okay, solo.
They're waiting for a miracle, and you could be the answer to their prayers.
Before my transplant, I really never thought that I would live to be 25 years old.
The Organ Donation and Transplant Association of Canada asks you to consider making the gift of life possible for the thousands of Canadians waiting for their miracle.
After the transplant, I realized that I have such a life and such an opportunity to do everything that I wanted to do that I want to do it all. I'm able to do it all.
Please talk with your family about signing an organ donor card.
I know people going through the transplant process who might have grown up ill or become ill through a defect or a disease. There is light at the end of the tunnel. There is a life that you never expected before.
Find out more at organdonations.ca or phone toll-free 866-949-0003.
My goal is to somehow let everybody in the world know about organ donations and have everyone talk to their family about donating an organ.
Find out more at organdonations.ca.
And this is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR, Vancouver. You've been listening to Anna Friz and Absolute Value of Noise, Extremity Cassette. And that was over a half hour long there. That is their contribution to Art's birthday this year, January 17th. A continuous tape loop that was ever changing and forming and deforming, as it were. And we've got about 15 minutes to go. Thunderbird Radio Hell is coming on after this. Jane Philbrick is up now. This is from the Ubu.com website, Ubu Sound, Ubu Web Sound. And Jane Philbrick, a track called Respoken, As a Wife Has a Cow. And it is a manipulated video and audio of Jesse Helms reciting a text, As a Wife Has a Cow, by Gertrude Stein, with text, animation, and approximately 8.5 minutes. It's looped, audio, manipulated archival speech developed using speech synthesis technology at the Center for Spoken Language Understanding, Oregon. In Oregon, Oregon Graduate Institute. Installation computer monitor with speaker ticks, sticks. 16 wall-mounted double exposure video stills with text, dimensions, variable, blah, blah, blah. That's a lot of info. So, Respoken, As a Wife, As a Cow, Jane Philbrick. Exquisite Corpse Radio from Ubu. .com.
Nearly all of it to be as a wife has a cow luxury. All of it to be a wife has a cow. All of to be as a wife has a cow luxury. As to be all of it as to be a wife as a wife has a cow luxury. All of it has to be all of it as a wife. All of it has to be as a wife has a cow luxury. All of it as a wife has a cow as a wife has a cow luxury. Has made as it has made as it has made has made has to be as a wife has a cow luxury has made as to be as a wife has a cow luxury as a wife has a cow as a wife has a cow luxury has to be as a wife has a cow luxury has made as to be as a wife has a cow luxury when he can and for that when he can for that when he can and for that when he can 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 and for that for that when he can for that and when he can and to be a six and when other and to and in and six and when other and to and in and six and when other and to in six and two and in and six and when other and two and in and six and another and two and six and in and another and two and six and another and two and in and six and two and six and in and when other all in came in there came in there come out of there being came in come out of there come out there being came in there come out of there and being and come out of there, came in there, come out of there, feeling or it as feeling or it came in or come in or come out of there or feeling as feeling or feeling as or it as a life has a cow came in and come out life has a cow luxury as a luxury as a life has a cow luxury not and now and not and now by not and now as not as soon as not and now as soon now as soon and now as soon as now just as soon just now just as soon just as soon as now just as soon as now and in there as and in that being that and in that and as soon as that even now and even now and even now not as even now therefore even now and therefore and even now and even now and therefore even now so not to and more and even now and therefore and more and even now and so and even now and therefore even now do they as they do so and do they do so we feel or if we feel if we feel or if we feel we feel or if we feel as it is made they made they or to made a day it is made a day or to as it is made a day made a day made a day not away day by day it is made a day on the 15th of October as they said anyway what is it as they expect it or as they expected it as they expect it and as they expected it or it expected it and it is expected of it as they say, said anyway. What is it as they expect for it? What is it? And it is as they expect of it. What is all it? What is it? The 15th of October, as they say, as they expect for as they expected, as they expect for it. What is it as they say? The 15th of October, as they say, as expected of it. The 15th of October, as they say, what is it as expected of it? What is it when the 15th of October, as they say, and expected of it? And prepare, and prepare. So prepare to prepare, and prepare to prepare, and prepare. So as to prepare, so to prepare, and prepare to prepare. To prepare for, and to prepare for it, to prepare for it in preparation, as preparation in preparation, by preparation, they will be to busy afterwards to prepare, as preparation, prepare, to prepare, as to preparation, and to prepare, now there. My wife has a cow, and now my wife has a cow.
And Jane Philbrick there from Ubu Web Sound. From ubu.com for more information on lots of sound art, also visual arts and poetry, and all kinds of avant-garde arts at ubu.com. You will be astounded by the amount of information there. And we're going to be ending tonight's show with Catherine Norman. From Deep Wireless number 2, Deep Wireless Radio Art Compilation. It is a somewhat yearly compilation of sound artists from New Adventures in Sound Art from out of Toronto. This is from 2005, Catherine Norman's track called Losing It, an excerpt. And that will take us out. And Thunderbird Radio Hell is on in about 5 minutes, so stay tuned, my friends. Thanks for listening to Canada's favorite radio show, Exquisite Corpse. And you can find more information on this show at members.shaw.ca/ecorpse. And CITR.ca. And you can go to the links and get podcasts, downloads, and stuff. And thanks. Like I said that. Catherine Norman, Losing It, excerpt from Deep Wireless 2. Over and out.
Losing it. Losing it. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Sleep. You're losing it. You're trying to smudge that white line of consciousness.
Smudge that white line of consciousness. Fake to believe.
Thank you. seems a fool into
leaving, trapped in limbo to sleep, and the desire to sleep, frozen beyond waking, frozen. Frozen beyond waking. Frozen beyond waking. Half dead. Half still. Half awake. Not whole. Can't stop thinking. Can't stop remembering. Cruel parade of itchy embarrassments. Scratching away. Morning's manic birds are gouging you into wakefulness.
Music Waste 2009 is now accepting submissions. This year's festival runs June 10th to 13th.
This summer, Music Waste will be celebrating 15 years of independence.
As the other local independent music festivals, large and small, have come and gone, Vancouver's most interesting and innovative music. A testament to the strength of this musical community and the wealth of talent, Music Waste is Vancouver's independent music festival.
Submission deadline, April 15th.
Please email your submissions to submissions@musicwaste.ca. And, or, for more information, contact Cameron Reed by email at cameron@musicwaste.ca or visit the website at www.musicwaste.ca.
Hello, and you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio, held on the big show tonight.